Blog Talk Radio.
like a snake around the sun. Till you know your work is done. I want to play the thing just one more time.
Okay, guys, that was some good music. That was Slim Harpo, and we got to start off with some good stuff, you know. And we opened up with Elvis, so that's good stuff, right? Good old rock and roll music to move your soul with Jenny on a Thursday afternoon. How much better does it get? And right now, I'm going to play a request from Brandon. It's Def Leppard singing Two Steps Behind. There you go. Two Steps Behind by Def Leppard. Brandon requested that. So there you go, Brandon. And I have just noticed, sweetie, I need to let you know I can't play your other request because Blog Talk won't load it. It's been sitting there processing all night and all day. So maybe Saturday, I hope. And we'll redo it and get it rolling as best as we can, Danny. So there you go. You got Def Leppard anyway. That was something. So I had to start the show with Mesa Blues. I saw that just sitting there not doing anything. And so I thought, you know, Elvis, what better way to start it off? So that's what I did, just kind of, okay. And I had a phone call come in. So, of course, I'm flapping my jaw anyway. Just, you guys can't hear me. That's all. Yeah, you know, that's how things roll. But we're on it now, and we are going to fly with it. This is going to be so much fun. I have some good stuff flying. We are going to get some... we're going to have some blues. It's just going to be so awesome today, guys. We've got some good music working on here. And don't go anywhere, because if you do, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. And you don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. This is too good. This is too good. I'm going to do another request here. John sent me this one. It's kind of cool. John and I are kind of collaborating more and more on these shows because we're just interested in making them as good as they can be. And I welcome the help. It's fantastic. And he knows so much about music, and he sends me such good songs that it's like I invited him to, let's cooperate. Let's work together.
That's better.
Let's do this bit together, dude. I'll just slap my jaw on the show. And I think it's going to work out really, really good. Really good. So here is his first contribution to this show. He helped me on the Easter shows very, very much. And that's one reason they were so good. Of course, I'm real good at talking, so, you know, that's not a problem. That comes real easy. So, okay, I've got one working here from John. Sam Cooke, Too Young. Okay. Sam Cooke's always good, guys. Sam Cooke's always good. And this is Too Young.
They try to tell us we're too young, too young to really be in love. They say that love's a word we've only heard, but can't begin to know the meaning of. And yet we're not too young to know this love will last, though years may go, and then someday they may recall
like him. I got to sing that song. Is that a promise or a warning? Let's see. Maybe a little of both. Okay, a promise. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that song because that song just kind of hits me between the eyes, and I do like it. And it's my style. It's my style. You know, well, one of my styles. I have a couple of ones I do pretty good. Okay, stop tooting my own horn. Let other people do it for me. I don't have to worry about that. So here we go.
Yeah.
I've got
go
one.
Go for it, Jenny. You've got to do that.
There you go. Well, it's better when other people do it for me. Let's put it that way. I don't sound so stuck on myself because I don't like to do that. I just, you know, it is what it is. I am what I am. I know I sound good. People like my singing. I don't need to toot my horn. So that's enough tooting. Okay. I'll let Anne do it for me.
Oh, thank you. No, you've got to do that one, Jenny. That suits you. That's lovely.
It would. Yeah, it would. It really would. And I find myself singing along with it because, of course, I know that song. So it would be a natural extension for me to go ahead and do that. And it's not like I don't have time nowadays since I can't go anywhere and do anything. So, yeah. Thank God the bank is open. I can go to the bank this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
What would I do without the bank and the grocery store? Well, I could do without the grocery
store. Isn't it?
Yeah, really. Oh, wow. Yes. Right up there on my list of fun things to do. But, you know, I like having milk in the fridge and bread on the counter. So, hey, you know, the grocery store gets important. I've got a full pantry, so I ain't worried about starving. That is not going to happen. I am definitely my grandmother's granddaughter. She grew up in the Depression. So, oh, my word. She had a pantry. Oh, my gosh. It was probably 6 feet deep by 8 to 10 feet wide, completely. And there was a wall down the middle of it. So there's two U-shaped sections of shelves on all of the walls. And they were stuffed. And then she had bins on the floor under the shelf. So that's how I learned to do it, kids. And I do a good job.
Yep.
I am not in any danger of running out of groceries. Not a problem. But the milk and bread bit, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, and I've started on a new program to try to go more natural and maybe get off of my blood pressure medications and maybe even my diabetes medication. I'm, you know, real close at that anyway. So, it might work. And to do that, I am going to go to the store and buy some rye bread and get off the white bread. And wheat bread doesn't work. Well, that's not it. It's just a lot of carbohydrates go out. You go on to your vegetables. You have to have your greens every day and your proteins. You know, but I've done that before. And that's how I lost 60 pounds. So that's how I became a size 4. Well, on the bottom part, I became a size 4.
Only on the bottom.
Only on the bottom. Yeah.
What
I cannot
to the
wear
top?
It. Honey, the top is a 36 triple D, so that ain't a size 4.
No. Definitely
can't
not.
Can't do that. There's a reason that they used to call me the sweater girl in high school. So, you know, that's just how it flies, guys. Fact. I'm not tooting the horn. That's just fact. So, but I want to get off my medications. That's what I'm doing. I hate taking pills. I don't mind vitamins and, like, the natural antibiotics, like the oil of oregano and the clove and things of that nature. I don't mind that kind of pill, but this prescription stuff is for the birds, and I want to deep six it. So if changing my diet to doing this works, that's what I'm doing, because I am so tired of prescriptions. The doctors have too much control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you take prescriptions, the doctors have too much control over your life, and I hate that.
Yeah.
You know how I am with being controlled. Not working too well. So time to do something about it. Okay, that's enough about me. I have vented, tooted. I'm just happy today, people. I am so happy today. And I had gotten a phone call earlier. It was a great phone call. And it just made me happy to get that phone call. So, you know.
Lovely.
Things are good. Things are good. Have I heard about my brother? No. But that's a good thing, because if something happened, Mama would be on that phone letting me know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, so he's good. And as long as they keep him sealed up in that room, he's good. So we're going to just go with the flow, let it be what it is, let God take care of it, and say thank you, and keep on being happy. You know, just keep on being happy. There's enough sadness. And yes, last week before, I had a period of not being so happy, because things were not making me happy. What can you say, right?
Yeah.
But that didn't accomplish anything. All that did was make me sad. So it's time to set that aside and let life be good. Whatever's going on, let life be good. You know, that's the side of me everybody wants to see anyway, and that's the side I prefer. This sad sack stuff isn't natural for me.
No.
So I'm leaving that behind. I'm going to take steps, eat different, be healthier.
We want the happy bubbly
and be
Jenny.
Happy. We want the happy Jenny that can sing.
That's right.
Instead of looking at something and saying, I can sing that, and go, ah, crap, I don't want to do that. I want to be happy to sing. I want to just go for it and feel good about it and share it. So I've decided to make those changes. And that's really basically what it is. You have to decide to do that and not let it get to you as much as possible. You know, it's going to get to you once in a while, but as much as possible. Okay, I've talked enough. We've got some good stuff going.
Lovely.
And I have a new listener, and I hope he's listening today. That would be good, because he gave me a request, and I am going to play it after this song. So you just get ready, Jim, because I'm going to play it. Right now, I'm going to do Hot Blooded by Foreigner. So get that under your hat, honey.
I'm hot.
Oh, yeah, you making me sing. Yes, yes, yes. You make me sing. I like it. I like that song. That is a get up and move your booty song. You know?
Sure is.
Only that's kind of hard to do with pivot to the computer. I can't really do that. But
that's
hey,
true.
My chair's getting a workout. My chair's getting worked out, so it's good.
Oh, well.
Oh, I do miss open mic night. That is so much fun. I wish that, or I will be glad when that can get started again. I hope they start it back up this fall, because that would be so awesome. It is so much fun. It just, you don't have to rehearse. You just, hey, who wants to sing? You know, you let the guy know beforehand that you're there and you want to sing, and when it's your turn, they just ask you, what are you going to sing? And it's totally unrehearsed, so it's not perfect, but oh my gosh, it's so much fun. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you just, roll it out. And you see these guys, you know, the ETAs and the younger generation doing the videos. They're covering songs for the videos. And of course, the ETAs are doing Elvis songs. Duh. And they're out there in front of this video camera doing this. And it's like, oh my God. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to practice it and get used to it, because that's something you do. You can stand up in front of people live and sing. No problem. You talk to them. You sing to them. You wave at them. You tell jokes with them between. It's not a big deal. But when you put that camera in front of your mug, all of a sudden, it's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. That's a bigger deal. That's a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know what? It's all in getting used to it. So I will promise some time to begin to get used to it. I've had a lot of people say, you need to video this. You need to video this. Well, oh, maybe.
You'll get there.
Oh, maybe. I got to change my setup a little bit, though, right now, because the only recording thing I've got is the voice recorder that I have put on my Galaxy 9 phone.
Yeah.
That you can't record and videotape at the same time. It doesn't work. So I've got to get a slightly different setup. And once I do that, hey, okay, I'll roll with it. Let chips fall where they may. So, okay. If you're listening, Jim, welcome, welcome. I am so glad that you're with us. And I'm glad you sent me a request, because I love requests. And regular listeners know that I love requests. It's fun. It makes the show more personal. It gets everybody involved, because they have their little piece of it. And so thank you for sending this to me. And what Jim sent, we're going to listen to right now. It's Bob Seger. So you know it's good. If it's Seger, it's good. Old time rock and roll. So get up off your chair and let your feet go to town.
Okay, Detroit, you can sing along with this one if you want to.
The sax is right up there with the walking bass in my book. I got a special book, you know. One, two, three, you know. Oh, and Susan made it. Can we hear you today, Susan?
You can. You can. I'm so sorry, but my little Logan needed me, I'm afraid.
Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Well,
is he old enough to sit and hear music and dance? Get him dance and make a video.
No, he's in bed asleep now. He's 11 months.
Oh, well, okay. Grandma needs a break, yeah.
Yeah.
Put
he's
the little
really
one down.
Time, though. What, 1 minute to nine, he started.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You can pick the time when he gets a little bit older and say, okay, Pookie, 8 p.m., down time. And he's going to fight, and he's going to cry, and he'll go to sleep. That's, you know, it's how it works. They're supposed to argue with you when you say bedtime. they're supposed to do that. My kid never did. And, you know, oh, well, that's all right. His kids argue with him enough to make up for it. That's fine. And I wished it on him. I says, I hope you have three just like you. Well, the boys, maybe. Lily kind of wraps him around her little finger, and he just lets her. So, hey, not a problem. She's a sweetheart. She used to, it was so funny. This is my favorite story on this little girl. She's 9 now. She's going to be 10 in June. And this is back when she was like 3 years old. She's always loved the pink and the frilly and the lace and the little play crowns and all that stuff. And she came out dressed to the nines one day and came out and looked at her mama, and she pulled a pose, you know, the hand on the hip and all that stuff. And she goes, and she flips her other hand up with her hair and says, Mama, I'd a badass. Cracked me up. What she was trying to say was, I'm a princess.
Yeah.
I think what she really said was more appropriate, but you know, hey. I'm a badass. Little 3-year-old girl. You know, the blonde hair, blue eyes. Oh gosh, this girl is beautiful. She looks like her mama. She is so totally beautiful. I told my son he is going to have to plant landmines in that yard. And he better start now.
Yes.
So she's, you know, even if she wasn't my granddaughter, I'd say she was beautiful. You know what I mean? But that's how that goes, yeah.
Okay.
I just think about her and my heart just melts. And she's such a sweetheart. She's such a sweetheart. Well, all of them are. They're really good kids. But they do argue at bedtime and room cleaning time and stuff like that. So I'm not in contact with them too much when they're on lockdown. It's like, I don't want to know. Let their mama and daddy handle it. I don't want to know. So anyway, I don't feel like a grandma anyway. I mean, you know, I'm not old enough to be a grandma of 3 kids. It's just, he started early. What can I say? And he did. But that's all right. That's all right. I don't have to worry about it. They're not mine. I don't have to raise them. I just have to love them. So that's good. We're going to go with Neil McCoy. Do y'all know who Neil McCoy is?
I think so. I vaguely remember that name.
Okay, yes. He's a country singer. And I love watching him. He's got a smile that lights up the room. He really does. And he's just awesome. His sense of humor just is off the wall, and it's great. And he talks like I do, you know, 47,000 miles a second. And it's funny. He's ADHD, so it kind of comes across. But he's into something really, really cool right now. He lives on a ranch in Texas, and he goes out every morning. I think it's about 7 o'clock in the morning, and well, it's 7 my time, it's 8 o'clock his time, but he does the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, and he'll sing a song. And the other morning he sang Amazing Grace a cappella with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I just think that is so totally cool. And he's keeping track of it, you know. 1,061 this morning. No, 1,561 this morning. So it's just really awesome that there's somebody actually doing that, you know, putting the Pledge of Allegiance back in our lives. The government screwed up on that one, and I've always thought so. I will always think so, and that's just how it is. I grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance before school every day. You know, first thing you did in class was say the Pledge of Allegiance. But they don't do that anymore, and I think that's a dirty, rotten shame. So anyway, Neil McCoy, and he's had some good songs. I played a few weeks ago. I played The Wink. Yeah. You know that all you've got to do is give me that wink, and that's such a cool song. Hey, walk in the room and wink at him. He's hooked. Yeah, we like it. Make the man smile. Make him happy. If all it takes is a wink, hey, you're good. I think it goes a bit farther than that once you wink. This is another aspect of it, and this is my field. Neil McCoy singing The Shake.
A pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right.
what to do, ladies. You shake it to the left. You shake it to the right.
You
shake it till you can't shake it no more, and then he'll help you out. Not a problem. Yeah, you know. He'll be right there with his arms around you, holding you up. So, not to worry. The shake is a good thing.
That's it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Shake, shake.
Shake, shake, shake. And if that didn't have you squirming in your chair, yes. You just weren't listening. That's all there is to that one. So I hope you were squirming good, girls. And Susan's already been back and forth across the ocean.
I have.
Susan.
I like a challenge.
You'll get seasick.
There you go. It was a quick trip.
I like a challenge.
Yeah, you know. And we got sunshine here. So. Yeah. You needed to cool off a little bit from the exertion of flying over the ocean, right? Oh, I hope this gobbledygook with this quarantine crap gets over pretty quick. I need a vacation. And
what's one of them?
Oh, my. You know, the only difference between being home and being on vacation is that you're in a different place. Mm-hmm. You end up doing many of the same things, but you're with different people. And so it makes it different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you go to Europe or you go to the Pacific Northwest and see family, wherever you go,
mm-hmm.
you're just in a different place. You know, that's what I realized. You're just in a different place. The only thing is that you get to see people that you don't normally get to see. And maybe you don't talk to as often as you should. I know that's my problem. I need to talk to my mama. I talked to my sister a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, it's just you don't keep in touch like you should, especially in this kind of a situation where you can't go anywhere. I'm sorry, but that just drives me nuts. So I'm just a little squirrely. Oh, don't say anything. Don't say anything. That wasn't a door to open. I know. It's true. But hey, I have another request from John.
Lovely.
And, you know, eventually, guys, I'm going to quit saying this one's from John or that one's from John, because when you do a collaboration, so many of them. Mm. It's both of you contributing to the show. So who did what isn't that important. Just know that John and I are collaborating on our song list for the shows, and it makes it fun. It just makes it fun because you've got somebody else's ideas to put together with yours, and it makes things more interesting. It makes it better. So anyway, for this time, this one's from John, and then I have one more song from John, two more songs from John. Cool. Okay, this one is Charlie Gracie. I've never heard it before.
No, I haven't.
You girls should have heard it because it's from the UK.
Perhaps I'll know
the song.
If you haven't.
If you haven't, that's okay. It's not a big point. Charlie Gracie, and he's singing a song called Butterfly.
You tell me you love me, you say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You treat me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble to God. All the heart of the drips through your sweet lips were tasted on out of my mouth. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you're flying as blue, 'cause I'm breathing about you.
nobody knew, but I'm crazy about you. You butterfly, you're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I know without you, you butterfly. Flipping your wings, you fly in a sphere, 'cause I'm breathing about you. You butterfly, you butterfly.
Susan just made another trip back across the ocean and she got back already. So, hey, there you go. Oh my gosh, poor Susan. You gotta be
windy
so tired.
As well.
You're ready for a nap after this, right? You're ready for a good night's sleep after my show because you've been bopping back and forth across the ocean so much.
Too right.
And you know what? I just realized I'm sitting here at my little desk where I have my computer and stuff to do my show, which I am so thankful, thank you, God, that I now have Wi-Fi at home. That is nice. And I'm sitting here in front of my China hutch, and it's backed by mirrors, which I am going to take care of, by the way. It's driving me insane. And just realizing, you know, there's a really good point about being able to do my broadcasts from home.
Yeah.
Honey, I can sit here in a bikini or in my underwear, and, hey, good stuff. And I live in a trailer, so the sun coming through the windows and beating on the roof and stuff in the afternoon makes it hot in here. So, yeah, underwear is a good idea. I got
enjoy yourself, Jenny.
And there are times when not having a camera set up is a good idea.
Oh yes, definitely.
Not that I look bad in my underwear, but it's not for the world to see, so that's okay, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
You gotta pick and choose those that get to see that, and right now there just really ain't anybody that gets to see it, so hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did that come from? This stupid mirror that I'm going to cover up, that's where that came from. So okay.
I cover up all the mirrors now.
Well, I don't, I just pick and choose where they are when I want to look at them. But you know what? You know what?
Walk around with sunglasses on.
Yeah. But I am so thankful at this point, guys, because mirrors are not my enemies anymore. I used to hate walking past a mirror and having to deal with that reflection. But you know what? When you lose 60 pounds, mirrors are not your enemies anymore. I'm not so sure they're still my friends. They're my friends yet, but they're just... Yeah, they are. They are. You can't complain. You really can't complain about being a size 4. If you're going to complain about that, then you need to get some serious mental help. So we... And I don't need that much mental help yet. Not for that anyway. Yeah, okay. Johnny Horton. Do you guys recognize the name Johnny Horton?
Yes.
No.
Oh. How about, what's that song? Well, number one, I'm seeing all the scenarios on these songs and the titles are flying right out of my head just when I want to see them. The Bismarck.
Yeah.
He did the Bismarck. He did, the Battle of New Orleans. Well, I don't know why you guys would know that song, but anyway, yeah. Did you know that the Battle of New Orleans, that song was banned in Canada when it came out?
Was it really?
No.
Wow.
Oh yeah, because they were on the wrong side of that song. They did not want that song publicized because, hey, you know what? The French and Indian War Canada was on the losing side. And, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm glad they're our friends now. But they took exception when that song came out. They didn't quite take to that song too well. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. You know, that's understandable. And and what Johnny Horton did, the Indian Maiden song.
Yes.
You swim across the water and they drown together in the middle. And what is the name of that? Good grief, Jenny. Just when I need it, my brain deserts me. I forgot to take it out of the refrigerator this morning. It's still chilled. Okay.
mm-hmm.
You know, the strange things fall out of my mouth, girls. Just, you know, go with it. Just go with it. It's okay. It's okay. Anyway, Johnny Horton. I found a song that I hadn't heard before. And it kind of got me started on our blues songs today.
Yeah.
Johnny Horton, we're going to listen to him doing Cherokee Boogie. And it's cool.
Great.
Oh, a Cherokee chief, as he thinks he's alone, sings an Indian boogie to a white man's song, singing, hey, ho, Alina.
Hey, ho, Alina.
Singing, hey, ho, Alina.
Hey, ho, Alina.
Singing, hey, ho, Alina. Oh, ho, no, witch and I.
Oh, 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 oh.
Well, he thinks he's over here, and he thinks he's over there. Now he's acting with the squabble called the second in fair, but singing, hey, ho, Alina.
Hey, ho, Alina.
Singing, hey, ho, Alina.
Hey, ho, Alina.
Singing, hey, ho, Alina. Oh, ho, no, witch and I. And he thinks he's eating up, but he keeps on the shaking his old Tommy Hawk, singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina. Ho ho, no witch and I. Well, he thinks a little supple thing, he thinks a little laugh with his something from a beating so big and proud, singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina. Hey, he thinks he's over here and he thinks he's over there. Now he's dancing with a squawk called the second in bed, but singing, hey ho, Alina. Singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina. Ho ho, no witch and I.
Ho ho, ho ho, ho ho.
Now he's a Cherokee, a chicky face, you awful mutton, no, when he keeps on the singing, singing that upon you. We're singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Singing, hey ho, Alina. Ho ho, no witch and I.
Hey ho, Alina. Yeah, I liked that when I heard it, you know, and I had never heard it before.
Movie.
Yeah, it does. And the other song I was trying to think of, John told me on the chat here, was North to Alaska. That was probably his biggest song, was North to Alaska. And they made a movie out of it, a John Wayne movie, no less. So, yeah, how could I have forgotten North to Alaska? My gosh, that was one of my favorite songs when I was a kid. Well, teenager. Anyway, yeah, I shouldn't do that. That kind of dates me right quick. I don't want to. I don't want to be dated. I don't want to tell anybody how old I am, even though everybody knows already, you know. I think that is so funny, is everybody knows, and I just don't want to say it, but it's okay. All right. You all know the name Cliff Richard, right? Yeah? No? Maybe?
Yeah.
Sort of? Sometimes?
Well, yeah, it's okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying the bad or indifferent. I'm just saying you guys know the name Cliff Richard, right?
We do.
So anyway, John sent me a song by Cliff Richard, and I love this song. I love this song. Listen to this song, kids. This is, it's one of those sweet ones. It really is. Cliff Richard doing When the Girl in Your Arms, and it's nice.
When the girl in your arms is the girl in your heart, then you've got everything. When you're holding the dream you've been dreaming you'd hold, you're as rich as a king. So hold her tight and never let her go. Day and night, let her know you love her so. With the love of your life, spend a lifetime of love. Make her yours forever.
As a good ETA, I never really thought he sounded too much like Elvis. That's my personal opinion. But he's got a nice voice. Just because he doesn't sound like Elvis doesn't mean he doesn't have a nice voice. He does have a nice voice. I will never say anything against his singing because he does a good job. But that song, I had never heard that song before. So thank you, John. You did it again. Another song I hadn't heard. So now I'm going to have to find one you haven't heard again, which we keep doing this back and forth, and it works out great. But that song, that's one of those songs, girls. Did you listen to it? Did you really hear those words?
I did. I've heard loads of times.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those songs that you want somebody to feel that way about you. You know, wouldn't that just be sweeter than candy? Oh, yeah. To have somebody feel that way about you would make life worth living. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So, hey, something to shoot for, right? Something to shoot for.
Why
not? Yeah, exactly. Why not? If you're going to shoot for it, shoot for the stars. Because you just might get one. You just might get one. Hey, you never know. Okay. You put that in the hand of the man. and it'll be taken care of for you. Don't push it. Don't try to make something happen, girls, because when you do that, all we do is screw it up when we try that. We just don't try to make something happen. Just, you know, you meet people, you like the people, and you just don't worry about it. All right? You just don't worry about it. Get to know them and you just don't worry about it. What's supposed to happen is going to happen, and you don't have to worry about it. So there you go. I got one now that I like. Mm-hmm. They didn't say who did it, and I know my brain should know who did this because I used to hear it all the time. And I cannot think for the life of me who did this. So if anybody knows, John, if anybody knows who did this song, let me know.
I like that. If anyone knows, John.
That wasn't pointed or anything, you know. A Little Bit of Soul. Explosion. Kaboom. So that's okay. But it's good. I always liked that song. I just never knew who did it. I mean, you know, I used to hear it on the radio all the time. I just never knew who did it. But it's good. It's good. And I liked it. And now John and I are even because he says he never heard this one before. So he did it to me. Now I've done it. We're even now, so that's okay. once in a while, it's just fun, you know. When you do stuff like that, it sort of puts a little bit of excitement in it. I wonder, you know, when you've got somebody that knows so much about music, and you can find good songs that they haven't heard before, and they find good songs that you haven't heard before, that really makes it fun because you're learning all the time. You're adding songs to your repertoire, your mind, your list, your knowledge. And it's just fun. It makes it so much more fun. And speaking of adding songs, we're not even anymore. Now he's one up on me. Anthony Newley, who I do know, He used to be on the music variety shows a lot when I was, I don't know, 10, 12, something like that. That's where I know Anthony Newley from.
Yeah.
And he's got a good voice. I like listening to Anthony Newley.
Yeah.
And he's got one here. John sent me that I have never heard before.
Oh.
But it puts a smile on my face. So here we go. Anthony Newley doing Pop Goes the Weasel.
Weasel, yeah.
Yeah, Pop Goes
the Weasel. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel. Yeah. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's on the table. Take a stick and knock it off. Pop Goes the Weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel. Half a pound of twopenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Mix it up and make it nice. Pop Goes the Weasel. You know, Pop Goes the Weasel. For years I've wondered what that meant, and nobody seemed to know. So I looked it up, and the official explanation goes something like this. Pop Goes the Weasel refers to the habit of London hatters long ago popping or pawning their weasels or accessories on Saturday night to buy liquor. Isn't that interesting? Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel. But you know, I've got a theory of my own about Pop Goes the Weasel. It's much simpler. Why did the weasel go? Pop, go, pop, pop. Pop Goes the Weasel. Why did the weasel go? Pop. Because they upped the price of tuppenny rice to fourpence. How did the pop get into the weasel? Weasel. Pop Goes the Weasel. How did the pop get in there? Well, the weasel caught his beagle in the treacle. Now if you've got a weasel and you don't want him to pop, the next time you go shopping, don't you take him in the shop. 2, 3, 4, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Now that is the way that the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's sitting on the table. Now I take a stick and I knock it off. Pop Goes the Weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel. All together now, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Now I mix it up and I make it nice. Pop, pop, pop Goes the Weasel. Pop, pop, pop Goes the Weasel. Poppity, poppity, pop Goes the Weasel now. Would you excuse me a moment? I'm just going to pop my weasel.
He should have said that last bit, but you
know. Gets you thinking.
Yeah, I sure don't have in mind those tailors and haberdashers when I hear that phrase.
Yeah. So he's in a lot of English films, musicals.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah,
he is.
He really is, and he's got a sense of humor. He's got a sense of humor. That's one thing I really love in a person. And that's one thing I really love in a man is a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, friend or whatever. He's got to have a sense of humor, because if he doesn't have a sense of humor, I'll beat it into him. Not really.
Oh,
but,
it'd be so boring if you didn't have a sense of humor.
Oh my word!
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'd be. Can you imagine me with somebody without a sense of humor? Even as a friend?
No.
Somebody without a sense of humor?
I can't imagine me without anybody either.
I don't think I could do that, ladies. I just don't think I could do that.
No,
yeah.
You have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah. If we're spending any time together in whatever capacity, you've got to have a sense of humor, because
right.
I can't imagine half the things I say just hitting a brick wall and falling on the floor. That's not going to work.
No. You know, you've got to be a little bit mad.
Only a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, to be my friend, you got to be a lot mad. Yeah, and a little bit quirky, and throw crazy in there, and then it would fly. Yeah.
Oh, I know I'm mad.
And it's fun, isn't
my family
it?
Tells me all
mad.
The time.
It's okay. Maybe not so okay if everybody's noticing it all the time. I'm past that point. I'm past that point, honey. So
I'm
no problem.
I'm always talking to myself, so yeah, I'm mad.
Oh well. First sign of madness.
Okay.
Second sign when I
okay.
answer myself back.
Hey, girl, you can talk to yourself until you look out the front window and you see a white van rolling up, and they're taking a gurney out of the back of it, and on that gurney is a purple straitjacket.
Yeah.
Then it's time to not talk to yourself anymore.
Well,
okay?
Well,
you got to know when to quit, honey. Yeah, you got to know when to. Okay, I've got a group called the King Bees.
Huh. Okay.
I
never heard of them, but yeah.
No idea on God's green earth. I've never heard of them before, but you know, when I put in a song and it comes up, and all along down the right side of the Facebook screen, there's a list of similar kinds of songs from different artists. And that's how I get a lot of my music. I don't necessarily have all of these titles rattling around in my empty brain. I find a lot of them. And I find a lot of them that I am familiar with but just didn't think about. This one is not one of those. This one was completely new for me. And, you know, but before I do that, I have something I need to announce and tell everybody because it is such good news. At the beginning of this week, we had some bad news about a friend of ours. Her name is Rebecca, and she had gotten the news that she had breast cancer. She had a lump biopsied, and they told her it was breast cancer. So, you know, we were all pretty bummed out, most especially her. And I just heard right before the show started that she had gotten an update, and she's free and clear. There is no cancer. So I think we're going to class that under the miracle category. You know what I mean? Because she was told she had cancer. She was told that that lump was cancerous, and today she got the news that there is no cancer. So I think that is pretty flat out for. I told her I would announce that because that is good news. So that's wonderful. That's totally wonderful. I just wanted to say that so that everybody would hear that and know that, you know, God takes care of it. God takes care of it. It's all good. Anyway, the King Bees. I've never heard of them before. The King Bees. And they're going to sing Rockin' My Life Away.
Well, for the 25 to 1498, I threw a rock and roll party on my last birthday, and it's good. Rockin' my life away. The devil knows how to rock when I'm rocking my life away. Well, I'm a geeky, getting it both night and day. Streamline, fleetline, military, fast, and knows the general data, but the general got trash. Rocking,
Get your blood kind of moving a little bit, yeah. And okay, I'm down to 4 minutes, so I do have to say thank you so much for joining me. I love it. And you know, I hope you were here, Jim, and if you were, I hope you enjoyed it. And I want to say that tomorrow Shauna is doing a show about Aloha from Hawaii concert.
Yeah,
so hey guys, you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. So set your clocks. I'm going to be there.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to make the whole thing because, you know, stuff happens around here that sometimes I have to come in late, but I am going to be there. I don't want to miss that. That's one of my favorite concerts. 68 Comeback Special is my favorite, my very favorite, mm-hmm. top of the list. But the Aloha is second. And that was phenomenal for being the first satellite broadcast concert around the world.
Well,
now, if that don't make you nervous, I don't know what will. It should. You know, it really should.
I can remember it coming on the news. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's so excited.
I remember listening to that. You know, it was just so cool. It was so cool. Okay, kids, thank you everybody for joining me. I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I enjoyed it. And sometimes I flap my jaw a little bit too much. Please forgive me. Sometimes I don't flap it enough. And forgive me I know you'll forgive me for that because you get more music that way. But hey, you know, this is so much fun, and it's more fun when you guys join me. It's great. And to go out, I'm going to play a song by the Lena Rockers called The Boogie Woogie Queen.
Thanks, Jenny.
Talk to you guys later Saturday.
Thanks.
On tomorrow night.
Pop on the keys and play a song. A whole lot of shaking is going on. The joint starts rocking. I can't go wrong. My vanity walks through the door, looking so mean.